Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Chef and influencer Tricia Lewis, hello, welcome back to the show.
Hey Brendan, how are you?
Tricia, people will know you from your Instagram, Tricia's Transformation, but you're going to talk to us today about meal prep, which is this very aspirational, almost competitive thing. Now we see people on TikTok and Instagram prepping up a storm on a Sunday, their whole following week completely under control. Are you a devout meal prepper?
I do meal prep, but I don't meal prep for 7 days, three meals, because I just think that's a bit bleak.
Yes, yes. Grim, isn't it? Yeah.
Broccoli's lovely, but it's not a lovely 7 days later.
Okay. So what are the benefits of a bit of meal prepping? I presume mainly it's that you're not reaching for crap like when during the week when you're busy.
Yeah, 100%. I think with meal prepping, it's so beneficial for so many different reasons. I suppose you're ahead before you even start. It saves time, it saves money, and you just know you're getting kind of the right stuff that you need. And it saves time. I think that's a major thing for me. When I wake up in the morning, breakfast is ready, let's go.
Okay. What's a good breakfast to prep?
You can do anything from like egg muffins, but one I love is kind of like a mixture of Weetabix and kind of like natural yogurt with blueberries. So it's high in protein. It's got beautiful antioxidants. So what I do is kind of a Weetabix cheesecake. So I'll get a couple of Weetabix, crush it with a bit of milk, then put that on the bottom, and then I mix some natural yogurt with blueberries, put that on top, and then pop it into the fridge. And the next day you have a hot cup of coffee and away you go.
Oh yeah, and actually that's something joyful to eat in the morning as well, isn't it? It doesn't seem too healthy, like you can tell yourself you've eating a cheesecake. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can. No, it won't be a cheesecake. I'm not going to fool you with that. But what I'd say it's tasty, it's filling and it's nutritious and it's ready to go, because I think that with the meal prepping, before I used to meal prep and kind of be like, right, I'm going to meal prep breakfast, lunch, dinner and snacks. And then I find that sometimes if I deviated from that, I'd feel like it was nearly a failure and you'd kind of go, do you know what? I'll throw the baby out with the bathwater and I'll eat what I want.
Yeah.
So
then
I find
it becomes
if I just
all
meal
or nothing.
Prep,
50%.
Okay. That it's like, you know, have this, you're ready to rock and then have a bit of freedom with the rest of the stuff.
Okay. What about lunch or dinner prep then? Give me a few ideas there. I think chicken is your go-to protein for you, is it?
It is. I just find it's tasty, it's nutritious, and it's good value as well, which is a kind of important. But for me, what I kind of do is I get a couple of chicken breasts, I'll add a little bit of olive oil, a couple of spices. Like, I think, you know, when it comes to making anything nice, you need to think about what you're adding in and not taking out. That a lot of times when we look at meal prepping, it's nearly like a punishment for previous dinners you've had. You're like, right, you're having nothing now aside in a plastic tub because you enjoyed your dinner 2 weeks ago. Whereas I try to remove that. So a couple of spices like turmeric, paprika, cumin, black pepper, sea salt, a little bit of olive oil and chicken, and then put it into the oven. And when you're cooking your chicken breasts, make sure they're marinated well and just add in a cup of water to the tray. And what that does, it creates steam, so it makes them nice and kind of juicy and just tasty. And then once they're cooked, you can use those then for lunchtime. Get a bit of brown bread, toast it, bit of cream cheese, some pickled onion, and you could slice your chicken on top of that and have it with a lovely cup of tea.
Yeah, and then I presume you can mix up the cooked chicken in different ways then, a bit of salad another day and stuff like that. Would the cooked chicken last
for... You could
do
salad, you could do soup, you could do curry, you can do so many different... Anytime you do a dish, I would always say, can you do this four different ways? And if you can, go ahead with that.
I like it. Will the cooked chicken keep in the fridge for a few days?
Yeah, so the maximum time you should keep your cooked chicken in the fridge is 4 days. But
this also depends
on when you buy it, because sometimes it's on a golden rule of 4 days. If you buy chicken and it's gone off in 2 days, that's what you have is 2 days. So always check your best before date.
So you're not getting an extra 4 days beyond the best before date by cooking the chicken at the last minute and then you're going to... No, okay, gotcha.
I often see my family, they're like, oh, that's gone off tomorrow now, I'll freeze that. And I'm like, that's not a miracle. It's still gone off tomorrow, lads.
Come here, from what I see, glass containers you have to have as the storage of choice. Is it like people have obviously brought this to a fine art? Can you not use a miscellany of plastic lunch boxes and takeaway containers to keep all your prepped meals?
You can now, just in case the meal prepping police are outside your door, be careful. But I think that's what happens. We put too much pressure that you're like, I have to buy everything. They need to be aesthetic. They need to be perfectly shaped. But at the end of the day, lads, we've all different containers, and take away Chinese containers that are washed out. Use what you have and keep it simple. That's the best way I would say. Keep it simple. But I personally prefer a glass container because it doesn't hold the flavour. See, do you know what I mean? Sometimes plastic can stain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to be having a breakfast cheesecake that tastes like spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to have the cheesecake again.
I hear you. Do you prep snacks as well? Like, people will have kids and teenagers around the house now grazing non-stop for the summer, and they like to be able to stuff there that they can help themselves to.
Yeah, and I totally get that because I'm down in Clare for the week with my nephews. I don't have kids. My God, they're always hungry. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, is there something wrong with these kids? But like, yes, I would prep a few snacks. Like, you could do a couple of muffins with eggs and bake them in the oven with a bit of chicken. I think hummus, carrot sticks, have apple and peanut butter, have all those kind of little protein balls. They're always handy to have on the go. But I think when it comes to prepping, try and prep the big jobs first. Is the hard, whatever takes the longest, I would say get ahead and do. So like, we all don't want to be chopping onions, garlic, peppers every night. But if I'm making dinner tonight, I might as well prep up two peppers, and that'll do me for dinner for the next two nights. But yeah, that's what I would try and get ahead with, snacks, especially with the nephews around.
Yeah, yeah. And hummus is a great versatile go-to for everything, really, isn't it?
And hummus, you can make a big batch of it. Once you make it once, you'll realise just how easy it is to do, and how you can use that then as a dip, and you can also use it as a replacement for butter. You could cook your chicken breast, put a dollop of that on top of your potatoes. You know, if you can use something over and over again, it just keeps the cost down as well.
Chef Tricia Lewis, you have completely reframed meal prepping into a much more life-affirming thing for me now, because I think people were putting themselves under desperate pressure. And people can find your tips and recipes on your Instagram page, Tricia's Transformation. Thanks a million, Tricia. Talk to you soon.
Have a lovely Saturday. Thanks, Brendan.
You too. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by the series producer, Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator. And Liam Mullen was on sound. Stay tuned for Saturday with Ronnie Kerr. We have to end with Cher, because she's probably at home watching reruns of Father Ted as we speak. Or God knows, maybe she's even listening to this show. So if she is, Cher, happy Pride.